The Nature Conservancy calls these natural buffers of land around salt marsh grasses coastal strongholds. Less than 20% of coastal sites in Rhode Island are considered resilient to climate change. In Massachusetts, it's less than 30%. John Torgan is the state director of Rhode Island's chapter of the Nature Conservancy. He says this study helps land managers know which coastal wetlands need the most attention.
Most of the coastal wetlands in Rhode Island and throughout the study area are not strongholds. And so it's those places that really deserve our investment in protection and in other measures to make sure that they stick around.
Coastal wetlands are currently threatened by rising sea levels, water pollution, and urban development. Conservancy scientists are now planning to conduct similar studies to identify coastal strongholds along the southeastern coast of the country. Avery Brookins, Rhode Island Public Radio.